Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Miles. May I please have your email address so I may better assist you?
It's gbxp350@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your account in our database. And can you confirm the name associated with the account?
It's Greg Barker.
Thank you. And I see that you visited our website, propertyrecord.com. And how may I help you today?
Well, I put everything in and it won't take it. And I can't get the report that I wanted, that I paid for.
You want to make your purchase as a returning customer, and you can use the password Barker with a capital B, 123.
All right,
and that should allow you to be able to make a new purchase.
I don't need to make a new one. Actually, I should be able to use the one that I did.
But. So with that in mind, anytime that a report is purchased, the report is only available to view for 30 days. After those 30 days have passed, the report would be, well, it would no longer be available. And if you'd like to view the report again, you would have to purchase the report again. Or if you're someone who has search credits available on your account, because maybe you opted to go with the volume discount where you get 25 search credits a month, then you would just have to use another one of your search credits. But, you don't have any available search credits, so you would have to make a brand new purchase in order to view that same report again.
Okay, but hear me out. I mean, I've done this twice now, and I don't want to be charged twice. And
you haven't been charged anything today.
Okay, I will do it your way. Barker 123.
Yes, sir. So when you go in and you say, it says, are you going to make your purchase as a guest or a returning customer? Then you would just put your returning customer, and it would have you enter your login credentials. Your email is your username. The password would be Barker with a capital B, 123. And then it would recognize, oh yes, okay, this is the correct person. They know the login credentials, and then it would allow you to make the purchase. It should allow you to make the purchase.
All right. I will try that.
All right. Sounds good. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer support?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.